Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maggie's most intriguing
NFL teams. All right. So this continues our countdown here. If you've been with us all week, my 32nd most intriguing team was the Houston Texans. My 31st most intriguing team was the Atlanta Falcons. And so today, Perloff, we crown my 30th most intriguing team. I know the time is flying. It is the Carolina Panthers. With this caveat, they do have the opportunity to move up on the most intriguing list if they do something about the quarterback position, like sign Baker Mayfield, but it doesn't sound like that's actually going to happen. So for now, they are 30th on my most intriguing list. And I have to say, a lot of this stems from Sam Darnold. Him at quarterback just doesn't inspire a lot of confidence in me, Perloff. I don't believe that Christian McCaffrey is going to be able to stay healthy. He's played 10 games in the last 2 years. I mean, this is just not that fun of a team to think about. DJ Moore is a great player. He puts up great numbers in terms of yards. The guy scored 4 touchdowns last year. Like, we don't even get awesome DJ Moore in the red zone. You know, the defense is really good, and J.C. Horn back from his broken foot, there's things to like about the defensive side, but that's not like the juice I'm looking for, you know, when I'm talking about intriguing. You know, Matt Rhule has done like nothing. He was supposed to be the next college coach who was going to come in and kind of take over the league. He got a 7-year deal. I mean, he's been like a zero. And, you know, on top of that, as much as I love it when teams take offensive linemen in the first round because it's a sound decision, but it's not all that interesting. You know, they took our friend of the show, Matt Corral. He's kind of a long shot to even, you know, see the field. I don't know, Perloff. I can't find much, very many intriguing things about the Carolina Panthers. They come in at 30th on my list.
Yeah. Well, I mean, put it on the big board of disagreements just about because I love Matt Rhule. And I know he hasn't done anything yet, but I think he has the makings of a good coach. I mean, Maggie, like, I think the only thing that I would disagree with, I think you undersold that defense a little bit. Like, it's got...
They're good.
It's got names. Like, they could be a force. You know, they got Derek Brown, I think it's... I don't know, arguably the best player on there, but they have Brian Burns, remember, out of Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good last year. And if J.C. Horn is healthy with Jeremy Chinn back there, I mean, they were, what, number 2 in defense last year? That has a chance to be the best defense in the league. So you can't ignore that, and you put McCaffrey with them. You're right. I don't think they're cut out to be a high-flying style, but if you look at that 6 win total, that's what I'm eyeing, because if you have the best defense in the NFL, I mean, that might be a long shot, but you're going to win more than 6 games in the NFC South. So I feel like they have an opportunity to be a bit of a surprise team.
Okay, they could be a good defense. I don't think they're going to be the best defense in the NFL. The Chargers have something to say about that with the additions they made. I mean,
but the Chargers weren't even top. I don't even think they were top half of the league last year. No, I don't think the Chargers. Yeah, the Chargers defense has big names, but they're in the AFC West, Maggie. There's no top defense that's coming out of the AFC West.
Yeah, well,
trust me, they're well situated. They're well situated to have a really good defense.
I think the Packers are going to have a really good defense. There's going to be a lot of teams that have a good defense. And the thing is, this is a most intriguing list. This isn't a power ranking. You know, I need, like, what am I holding on to here? I'm tuning in so that, you know, I can watch Brian Burns. Like, yeah, I know he's a great defensive end, but, like, is that the reason I'm seeing whether or not he can, what, go in and wreck Marcus Mariota? Like, that to me is just not that interesting. Obviously, you know, you got Brady in that division, but besides that, I'm not that really intrigued by the NFC South either.
That's a good point. But it does, I mean, like, 32, 31, 30. It's not like you're putting 11-win teams in the 28, 29, 30s.
Well, can I also say this for the Panthers? Yeah. Like, I know the defense is probably going to be too good to keep them maybe from being in play for the number one overall pick, but doesn't that kind of seem like maybe where this could be going? I mean, why be in the middle? you know, being mediocre when you need a franchise quarterback, clearly they don't want anything to do with Baker because, you know, they couldn't figure out the money to how much they wanted the Browns to take on versus if you really thought Baker was going to elevate you to a potential playoff team, and I don't even know if that's true, but a possible playoff team, you'd pay the money. So I don't know. To me, like, this just has the makings of, like, let's be smart about this. If you're the Panthers, you got a good quarterback class coming out next year. You're going to be a 5-win team? You might as well be a 3-win team and try to go for the number one overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is Matt Rhule is probably coaching for his job. So I think that he'd prefer, you might not love Sam Darnold, but he knows the system. So I feel like right now, the way they approach this season, don't you think they're kind of all in? Like, they're not going to play young guys. They probably... Probably Matt Corral, is, I would imagine, has very little chance of winning that because Matt Rhule needs to win now, so that means veteran. And not that Sam Darnold's old, but I feel like that gives him such an edge right there. You know, the
What makes you think you can win with Sam Darnold? I'm sorry.
Well, just because at least he knows the offense. I'm saying, like, I'm telling you, right now... Fourth-year veteran's better than a rookie.
Oh, I get that. He knows the offense well enough to throw three picks in a game. I mean, honestly, like, that's the thing. I know it sounds like I'm a Darnold hater. I'm not. Actually, I think the guy's been through a lot of offensive coordinators, a lot of change. But, like, he turns the ball over way too much to give you a chance in this league.
Yeah. Then again, like, a third-round pick, are you just going to pop him right in there?
If I'm trying to lose games, I would. I think you're going to be able to lose games both ways. But again,
right? I don't think the defense is going to
keep them in it. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to want to lose games because of the coaching status. The other thing too, I would not say Jimmy G and Baker are dead. I know it's Memorial Day, but I would not completely rule that out 100%. And as you started out, like, they could jump up with a new quarterback. I feel like Baker, like, that just doesn't fit. I feel like Baker came from a bad situation in Cleveland. You really want to put him in this situation in Carolina? If you're Baker Mayfield, are you hoping that trade goes through?
I mean, probably because you feel like you can beat out Sam Darnold, but you probably also feel like you can beat out Drew Lock too, right? So,
well, or you might be like, maybe I take a year, like so many quarterbacks have done, and then reset and make my own choice next year. Maybe that's what Baker would rather do.
Man, that's possible. What do you think? 30th? Does that seem about right for the Panthers?
Well, I'm a Panther. Stan, so I have him like way higher. I'm going to go like 24, 25, 26 area.
Wow.
Way higher. Now, I think, like, I tell you, putting a big bet on the over for Panthers on 6 wins.
All right.
But 30th makes, totally makes sense. I think you're in the majority.
Okay. Coming up, our tribute to Tom Cruise continues. Plus, did we learn something new about one of the most fascinating teams in the NFL? It's Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio. Come on back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.